bonding. The morning passed in idle chat between the delegation and their Croatian hosts. That afternoon, a picnic lunch was served outside the ship, and there the delegates made toasts with beer and wine and lemonade to future interglobal trade. The Croats, who normally drank only dew, were finally prevailed upon to try an ice-cold glass of brew. Alas, the alcohol went to their heads, and to their great dismay they lost at badminton and even at croquet, batting shuttlecocks to earth, smacking balls so hard they flew, and when a friendly germ was accidentally put in play, the germ got smacked and batted too. After things calmed down a little, Rabbi Schwister turned to Mo. "I'd really like to know," said she, "if you and Ken and all your friends are of some special race. You're taller than the billions, speak like men, and have a certain something in your face that shows, despite your non-dualistic pose, an inner angst or tension and a somewhat largish nose. Could you possibly be mentioned?" "We've heard the name," said Mo. "Some say it's possible our ancestors came here from Earth about 3,000 years ago, though how or why I do not know. However, there exists an ancient text that may supply a clue, and if the rumor turns out to be true, our great-grandfathers might have looked much less like me and Rex than you." "I thought as much," said Rabbi Schwister, "and I'd like to ask a favor. See Ned Bunter over there fighting with that monster virus? He's collecting specimens of DNA. If you could spare some blood or hair, it could apprise us who you are and where you're from." "Tell Bunter he can come," said Mo, "and I'll be waiting. And tell him not to mind if he should find me cowering and hyperventilating. Meanwhile, if you'd like to see that book..." "Oh, yes," said Schwister. "Let me take a look. I have a feeling it could be quite devastating."